And good morning, everyone. Welcome to Marianne's Italian Hour. I am Marianne Di Luca Melillo Di Felice. Hi, everybody. Great show lined up today. How was your week? Did everyone have a good week? I had a good week. I had a great week. Thank God. So I have a great show lined up today because I have, as my guest today, Mr. Tony Morello. He is now the head coach of the Greenwich High football team, the Cardinals. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Marianne. Thank you for having me on your Italian Hour.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you, Tony. I was excited. From the minute I spoke to you, I knew you were on. I called Bridget. I was so excited to have you on my show. So thank you.
Yeah, this is the first time I've been at WGCH in, I believe, 17 years? 17 or 16 years since I've been here. And you guys have changed locations.
Yes,
but,
we have.
I'm excited to be back.
Well, I'm excited to have you on my show. I'm so happy. So, Tony, here you are. You were born and raised, I believe, in Greenwich. Tell us a little bit about your background, please.
Yeah, I was born at Stanford Hospital. That was the last time I was in Stanford for a while. I grew up in Greenwich, attended Hamilton Avenue Elementary, Western Middle School, and Greenwich High School, and played football at Greenwich High School for 4 years, was a captain my senior year, went off to Union College for 4 years, got my certificate, my BA in English, was a captain also for the football team at Union, and came back to the old stomping grounds once I'd graduated.
So before you became this Greenwich coach, the Greenwich head
coach?
Thank you. The Greenwich head coach. What were you prior to that?
I started at Greenwich, I started in 2011 as a freshman assistant coach. I was Coach Dave Bruni's defensive coordinator for the freshman team.
Uh-huh.
He had a child who I believe is now 7 years old, maybe,
wow,
which is crazy. Uh-huh. And I was promoted to the head freshman football coach. I spent 3 years there before Coach Marinelli, the former head coach, before he came to town. He came to town and was looking to hire some staff for the varsity team, and he went with recommendations and ultimately gave me an opportunity to be the offensive line coach for the varsity team. And after a year or two as the offensive line coach, he also gave me the running game coordinator position. So I was sort of, you know, balancing my offensive line with the running backs and the running game each week because things change. But just moving up the ranks, and it's been in the papers lately.
Yeah, and it's been
pretty cool.
You're just getting going up there, up there, up there, up there. Wonderful, Tony. Wonderful. And you know what, Tony? My first time meeting you, you're so nice.
Oh, thank you.
You really are. You really are so nice. Excuse me. We're speaking to Tony Morello. 203-661-5051 is our number here. 203-661-5051. If you'd just like to say hello to Tony, you want to say congratulations, we're here for the next hour till 12 o'clock. So, Tony, another thing I want to congratulate you on, your engagement.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
To Megan Ormond. Isn't that wonderful, Tony?
It is. She's terrific. And we met through curtain call in Stanford. I was seeing my dad in a performance of Beauty and the Beast about 3 years ago. And she was in the audience. I was in the audience. So it's one of those storybook, like, looking at each other from afar. And I mustered up the courage to ask her out the next night.
Oh.
And, you know, the rest is history.
Isn't that beautiful, Tony?
Yeah, we're very happy together. We're looking forward to it.
You'd be a beautiful couple.
And I was still coaching when we got engaged. I wasn't in the head coaching role, but I knew that August through the beginning of December, December 13th, that's football season. So we had a short window of time to schedule the wedding.
Right, right.
And we picked New Year's Eve.
Yes.
So it's going to be quite a New Year's Eve this year, and
you know, Tony, you seem like such a lovely man, a nice man, which automatically tells me about your family, how beautiful they are, and the Ormonds, Singari family, beautiful people. I grew up with Don, with Joe, went off to school with Joe, Donna's brother, and Bridget, Tommy's sister, we all went to school together, graduated together. Such beautiful people. So congratulations.
Thank you. They've been so kind to me and so loving through this whole process. And there's a lot of them. Let me just say, but compared to my family, which is maybe a tenth of the Ormond Singari family. So getting to know everybody has been a wild experience.
A challenge. They are.
Everybody is so much fun to be around.
And they're wonderful, Tony. And, you know, I know they just love you to death. They really do. And they're beautiful people to have it as your family.
Agreed.
No question about it. 203-661-5051. Come on, give us a call. Say hi to Tony, the new head football coach for the Greenwich Cardinals. When's the first game, Tony?
Our first game is September 14th. It's a home game, which was in question before a few weeks ago. It'll be against Danbury. It's 3 o'clock September 14th at Greenwich Cardinal Stadium.
So it's against Danbury.
It is. There was some concern about the bleachers. And, I mean, we were ready to play whenever. Like, we can play on concrete if we needed to. Football is football. But the Greenwich Football Association was kind enough to make a generous donation for the repair of the bleachers. So mm-hmm. we are going to get our home stands repaired so we can use our press box, which we need for video that we can share with other teams mm-hmm. in the FCAC. So, I mean, it was critical that we had a press box, and I'm just happy we're going to be able to put that distraction and that adversity aside and focus on you know, the task at hand, which will be Danbury.
Which will be Danbury. Tony Savino, our news director. That's his alma mater.
Yeah.
I think he left.
Well, they've done a great job there, the head Danbury. Coach there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Coach Thierry's been there. I think this is his second year, mm-hmm. and you can see a culture change happening in Danbury, and we're anticipating their best.
Isn't that wonderful?
You know, the one thing about week one, and it goes for any team, any year, you never know what to expect week one. You don't know mm-hmm. what to expect from your guys. You don't know what to expect from the other team. And ultimately, week one will come down to who makes the least amount of mistakes. So mm-hmm. mistakes are going to happen. It's week one, but the goal is to make the least amount of mistakes week one as you can.
So, Tony, once again, we're speaking to Tony Morello. Tony Morello? Thank you very much. Tony Morello, 203-661-5051. Any questions for Tony? Just want to say hello. Congratulations. He'd love to hear from you. Excuse me, and so would I. So, Tony, if I could just rewind for a little bit, okay? Mm-hmm. When you were a youngster, did you play football?
I did. I was a bank raider. And the youth league was a little different.
Hold on, please. Really, Tony?
Yep, the youth league was a little different from when it was when I played. At least it's a little different now. We would travel and play other teams in other counties, and nowadays it's the town has its own league, own GYFL league, and the turnout has been decent this year for numbers. But we do want as many youngsters out there as we can playing this great game. So. Okay. Part of what I'm doing right now, and one of my goals is to really get the GYFL up to where we want it to be. We want numbers. We want kids playing this game, and I want parents to know that there's so much talk about violence and the sport itself and how physical it is, but there are ways to be successful in the sport without having forceful contact day in and day out. We do very little full contact at the high school level.
Can you hold on, please?
We focus on fundamentals,
can you hold on, please?
Footwork, and repetition, and not repetition through contact. So I think, you know, we're sort of having a trickle-down effect to the youth leagues in town, and the less time spent banging into your own teammates, the better, because you need to save that for game day.
Thank you. Yeah. That's wonderful. And I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, absolutely.
But we have two phone calls. We're going to take a phone call, okay, Tone?
Great.
Okay, you want to welcome them to the show?
Hi there. You're on the Italian Hour.
Hi, Tony. This is your future Aunt Maura.
Oh, hi, Aunt Maura.
Hi, Maura.
How are you?
Thanks for calling in.
I'm so proud of you and happy for you. I know this is a dream come true for you, that Greenwich High School means so much, and Greenwich High School football. And I'm just thrilled for you and wish you all the best and wish them a winning season. And I can't believe I'm saying that. I'm a West Hill High School graduate. But I'm wishing them a winning season, and I hope you have a great, great year.
Thanks,
a great
Maura.
Future. Yeah.
More.
And I happen to love the sport of football. My son played football from when he was just a little kid, and I love the sport of football. So
Some more. I take it. You're going to go see some games, I take it.
I absolutely am.
Yes, I know that about you.
We're playing West Hill on our homecoming this year.
Really?
West Hill's the homecoming game, yeah.
You'll have to go to that one.
It should be a packed house for that game.
Yeah. Exciting.
But, yeah, thank you for calling.
Well, you're welcome. I just wanted to wish you, although I already did congratulate you, but I wanted to congratulate you again on Mary Ann's show.
Thank you, Moore. I love hearing your voice.
I love talking to you guys.
Bye, Moore. Thank you for calling, honey.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. Hi, welcome to Mary Ann's Italian Hour with Tony Morello.
Anthony, congratulations.
Oh, thanks, John.
Yes, and I call you Anthony, obviously, because I know your mother is listening at this very moment. The best of luck to you,
Anthony. Thank you. Is she out on her walk right now?
Absolutely.
That sounds
She called me and told me about the show, and that's why I'm listening. And I figured I'd let all of Greenwich and Stamford know congratulations and the best of luck to you in your first season as head coach.
Thanks so much, John. It means a lot.
Okie doke.
Thank you, John. See you soon. Thank you for calling, John.
Okay.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful phone calls, Aunt, huh?
Yeah, John's a great guy. He's been coming to, he came all the way up to Union with my mother to see games. So that's a two-hour, 45-minute drive.
Oh, my God.
To get up to
honor.
Union. They did that a bunch my junior and senior year. He came to my graduation when I graduated from Union College and has been such a big supporter of me through this whole process from being a freshman coach all the way up. And we used to go out to dinner at, you know, Pasquale's or Frankie and Louie's down in Portchester. And, I know he's happy for me. And I'm happy for him, too. So.
Sure, of course. We're going to take a quick break. But if you'd like to talk to Anthony Morello, 203-661-5051 is our number here. You call, say hello to him, and we would love to hear from you. See, the trouble with this is, Aunt, I call my son Aunt. You don't mind me calling you Aunt, do you?
Not at all.
The phone doesn't ring. So if you don't look at the phone, you don't know anyone's calling. It does flash, but I don't see well, so who could see a flash? Look at it. We're going to take a quick break. Thank you all for tuning into my Italian Hour with Anthony Morello, 203-661-5051. Excuse me, 1490 WGCH and 1490WGCH.com, anywhere.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Partly sunny for today, scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms, some of which may produce heavy rainfall. Warm and humid, 80 to 85, an evening shower or thunderstorm tonight, then becoming partly cloudy, 65 to 70. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs around 85. Mostly sunny on Monday, 80 to 85, then partly sunny on Tuesday with a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms, highs right around 85. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
This is Rick Hansen of Greenwich Library. Join us Monday, August 12th from 2 to 3:30 at the Greenwich Library for iMovie Basics with the Mac Inspires team. You have summer videos, vacation videos, or that bona fide original video project. Now take a seat behind the editor's chair and blend those clips together with iMovie. We'll import content, edit video sequences, edit audio, create smart transitions, and utilize text banners, all while unraveling the many features of iMovie. The iMovie software will finally frame your film through the lens you've been looking for. Registration is open, and this class is intended for adults and young adults of all skill levels. Join us Monday, August 12th, from 2 to 3:30 at the Greenwich Library for iMovie Basics with the Mac Inspires team. Make a point to visit Greenwich Library. We'll help you find what you're looking for. I'm Rick Hansen of Greenwich Library on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then. Step into my heart and leave your cares behind. welcome to my world. Built with you in mind.
So welcome to our world today. Me, Marianne, and Anthony Morello. 203-661-5051. What's the number, Anthony?
To call in, it's 203-661-5051.
And where are we, Anthony? Where are we right
We're
now?
At WGCH 1490 Greenwich Radio. Yeah, happy to talk to you guys about anything.
You want another job?
I've been told I have a voice for radio. I've been told that before.
Yeah, I've been told I have a face for radio. Anthony Morello's with us. He's in the house till 12 o'clock today. 203-661-5051. And we are at?
WGCH 1490 AM Greenwich Radio.
So, Anthony, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
The transformation that you made to Greenwich head coach, mm-hmm. football coach, how was that to you?
Well, it's happened fast. Everything's happening fast. Mm-hmm. I found out right around spring football time, which is early to mid-June, that Coach Marinelli was going to be potentially accepting a job with U of A in Arizona. So typically when coaching positions open, there's a little more time, there's a longer process, and for this one, it happened out of the blue. A position opened up there, and Coach Marinelli took the opportunity, which I'm so happy for him. He's an amazing coach, mm-hmm. and will always be an amazing coach. But it has left us with a little less time than normal to prepare for the upcoming season. The interview process was 25 days or so. So that was 25 days where I was, in a position to make some calls and keep things sort of even keel.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I didn't want to step on toes because the interview process wasn't over and I wasn't hired and nothing was official. So by mid-July, the announcement became official. So it's been roughly 3 weeks, I want to say, since I was appointed the head coach, and maybe only 2 weeks. It has not been a long period of time.
Wow.
The exciting part of that is the players throughout the entire process, since it was announced, they haven't stopped a beat. They've been competing in sevens. They've been doing all their early morning workouts and all of their lifts. And, there's always going to be a few that we need to push a little harder to attend, but having over 100 people, 100 players showing up at 6 a.m. for their workouts has been very encouraging. So we're trying to pick up right where we left off. Obviously, there's going to be some growing pains here or there, but it's quite a ride the last few weeks.
Been quite a ride, huh?
Yeah, meeting lots of new people, lots of new coaches, communicating with parents and captain's parents. There's a lot more that goes into this role than being an assistant coach on a football team.
But you're ready to take it head on.
Absolutely.
100%. No question about it. Yeah. Now, Tony, we have someone on the phone. I want you to try to guess who they are. Hi, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, my love, Marianne. How are you?
Good, Donna. How are you?
My Dancing with the Stars, buddy.
My Dancing with the Stars. Wait, Donna. Bridget. Donna, if you had to Dance with the Stars all over again, would you do it?
Yes, I would.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
To that point, I've been saying for years, I think Curtain Call should do a best of the best and bring back all of those champions and runners up and do a one big, superstar
Tony,
Dancing
I,
with the Stars.
I agree with you. Donna, maybe you and I should dance together.
I know. Okay, I don't know if we were runners up or champs, but we were very entertaining.
I tell you, Tony, it's a great time. We have a great time. So Donna, first let me say congratulations on the engagement of your daughter and future son-in-law.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited, and now, I'm just ecstatic to gain another son, and I'm going to cry because I just love Tony. I just love him. He's the best.
Thanks, Donna.
He's
I'm excited to have another mom in my life, too.
Mayor, you know my dad. I'm telling you, my father was working his magic from up above because he would have definitely picked Tony.
He would have, your father and your mother would have definitely loved Tony. No question about it at all.
Definitely. I mean, I know we tried to fix Megan up with your son, but oh, well, we got Tony. We love him.
Well, he's another Tony. He's another Tony, right?
Another Tony.
And you know, Donna, your father-in-law, Jeremiah Orman, he would have loved him too.
Oh, definitely.
They're all watching down on you, Tony.
Anybody who sings Chitty Chitty Bang Bang first or second time meeting an Orman family, it's like that's just cool in my book.
This is
great. He's very gifted with special ed kids and now this football. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
You, I know nothing about football, but I know it's just a real
and you know just
super thing.
Yeah, and I just met him today, but we're friends on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
right,
we are.
Joan?
Yes, we are.
Right, Joan. Knowing what he does throughout his life with special needs children and the football team, you could see what a beautiful bonobono, what a beautiful soul he has.
Definitely, beautiful soul. My daughter's one lucky girl.
That's right, she is, and he's one lucky guy.
And that football team are all very lucky to be able to have him as a coach. Yay!
Donna, thank you so much for calling on behalf of your beautiful future son-in-law.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Mary,
Donna.
We'll get together soon.
Mary, Donna, we're going to get...
See you later, Tony.
I'll see you later.
Bye, Donna. We'll get together soon. Love you.
Okay.
Love you, honey.
Too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, Tone, now we're going to go to another phone call. You're going to welcome them to the show.
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome to welcome to the Italian Hour. This is Coach Morello.
Yes, this is John again.
Oh, hi.
I figured I would call. I praised you last time. Now I'll ask you some football questions.
Oh, great. Fire away.
I hope my questions don't infringe on any strategy that you may be planning to use. But how much of the team that you had last year that won the state championship will be coming back?
I believe we're graduating 9 seniors on offense and 9 on defense. So we have a lot of new faces, but the good news with that is, with new positions being available comes great competition and comes great practices. So right now we have, 110 upperclassmen that are all jockeying for playing time and jockeying for position. And the staff at Greenwich, my assistant coaches, do a great job of working with the younger groups and the younger kids in classes during practice to make sure they're caught up to speed and we don't have to play catch up. So there are a lot of uncertainties right now for positions, but at the same time, kids are working that much harder to try to earn a spot.
Do you plan on keeping much the same offense as Coach Marinelli had put in?
Yes.
Or do you plan to come up with some innovative formations or plays?
Well, there's always going to be a creative aspect to offensive play calling and to game planning. The system is in place. Right now, we start in 50 days. We have our first game. So there isn't enough time to uproot anything. We're going to continue functioning how we have in past seasons. We have the staff in place at every position. The coaches know the players know the coaches. So I'm very fortunate to be taking on this position, having the same guys, the same players, the same coaches. So we're going to continue on business as usual. Our practices are going to remain the same with our template and our segments broken down 5 to 10 minute increments. And obviously, I come from a running game background. I've been very in tune with what we've been doing from a game plan perspective with running the football, but I've also spent the last 6 weeks studying up all of our pass concepts to make sure I'm adjusted in that regard. So we have weapons. Every season it comes down to who are your athletes, what are your weapons, and how are you going to get them the rock, how are you going to get them to contribute.
Because I know last year you were the offensive running coordinator as well as the offensive line coach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when I watched the game, I particularly watched the offensive line play. And it was really fantastic.
Thanks, Josh.
regardless of the size of the team, your guys seemed to move everybody and create the holes, and the pass blocking was fantastic.
Thank you. Well, you know, the goal is, you know, when you have five linemen, the goal should be to block five. You can't do anything more than that, and you shouldn't be doing anything less than that. So depending on what the defense is going to give you each week, our goal is simple. Just block the five most dangerous. And that pretty much goes from pass game to running game, pass protection, block the five most dangerous. And it seems to have worked.
That's a very good strategy. At least you don't have to deal with a Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah, although we have a BC commit week one, Ja Joyner, who is going to be defensive end, does a little hybrid defensive end, outside linebacker work for Danbury. He committed to BC in the winter or the spring, and he's a dude. He's a great football player. He's got a great motor. He's got great length. He comes hard off the edge. So, you know, we're not facing maybe Lawrence Taylor week one, but we're facing a future Division I football player and a very good one at that. So, you know, we're...
Well, I guess you can employ the Bill Belichick strategy to take away the opponent's best, whether it be on offense or defense. So that sounds like a great strategy to focus on him.
Well, we're aware of them, but there's some really good players on that team, and you know, it's week one. You don't know what you're going to see. You just don't know what you're going to see. You just got to limit your mistakes.
Okay, Tony, I have a little surprise for you. Hold on.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Mom.
Hi. Am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, Mom. How are you?
Hi. I just got back from my walk, but I've been listening the whole time, and this saved me a step because I was going to call myself. Just to say that I've been watching Anthony play football since he was seven and loved it then, loved it all through the years, and for him to be back at Greenwich High School, it's just a dream come true. So, I mean, but I'm proud of him in so many ways. This is... The football portion of this man is just a small, fabulous portion. There are many fabulous portions.
Wow, isn't that beautiful?
Thanks,
isn't
Mom.
Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful, beautifully said, Mrs. Morello. Beautifully said.
Yep. So I just want to say I obviously wish you all the best. I know it's going to be a great year in many, many ways, and I'm just thrilled, and I'm very proud.
Thank you. You know, I've said this to you before, but I think it's important for other kids and families to hear it. So much goes into football and or any sport with the parents and all the rides to and from practice and, you know, commuting from Stamford and making it all the way down in the morning for school and getting my brother to one school and me to another school.
Yep.
I mean, you don't think about that as a kid, that the amount of time that goes into that. And you know, I couldn't be more grateful that you let me play the sport, Mom, and you were willing to go through great lengths and spend all of that time on me and my brother Mike. So, thank you for doing that. Look where I am now.
That's absolutely beautiful.
You don't need to thank me. It was a pleasure to do because you guys were great kids. And I just want to say about you were just mentioning about going back and forth to the different fields and waiting for the bus to come back. Those were pre-cell phone days, so I never knew where you were. You were on a bus coming from somewhere, and I sat in that parking lot at Greenwich High for hours sometimes.
Because I believe
there was nowhere to reach. There was nowhere to reach you.
Isn't that beautiful?
So anyway, we're just so excited. I still have to pinch myself because I can't believe this is all happening.
Isn't that beautiful?
I can't believe it because I know he's earned it. But anyway,
like
so great to that you're on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
It's my honor, Mr. Morello, it's my honor to have him here. So he's loved by so many, and what a wonderful, I just met him today, what a wonderful person, what a wonderful human being, really.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
All right, well, have a good rest of the show.
Thank you so much, and we'll talk
to you soon. See you at the Offbeat Player Show today at 3 o'clock at Greenwich Country Day.
I'll see you later.
Bye-bye, honey. Thank you for calling, Mr. Morello.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye, honey. Bye-bye. Okay, now we have another phone call. Pat?
Yes.
Hi, Pat. Thank you for calling the show. Here's Tony.
You're welcome. Tony Morello, Coach Morello, Pat Mediotti, Coach for you, strength and conditioning and special teams. I just wanted to call and say hello. I've been listening to you online here with my family, Tina, Jimmy, my son's wife's mom's, and all the things we've heard so far, just reiterate what we think about you, and we're just, I'm proud of being with you, and I watch you grow up, and I just think it's a great opportunity, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm honored to be working with you.
Well,
I have to tell you that.
Coach Mediotti, you're quite a personality here in town. Everything that you do for town with, you know, Greenwich Hall of Fame, and obviously what you've done with at Greenwich High School. How many years have you been teaching at Greenwich High School? Did we lose him?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm so sorry.
We may have, that's okay. Well, Coach Mediotti has been teaching, I don't know, 40 plus years at Greenwich High School, I want to say, and he's our head strength and conditioning coach. Where we are now from where we were 4 or 5 years ago, I mean, there's no comparison.
Is this Coach Mediotti?
No, it's not.
All right, may I ask you to hold?
Morello, yep.
Well, thank you, honey. Thank you. Okay, I'll get it together.
That's okay. But yeah, Coach Mediotti, thank you for calling, and the LeBrandi family, Mediotti family, you guys know that you're loved, and we know how much you support Greenwich football and have been for Greenwich football, and thank you,
Coach Mediotti,
thank you for calling.
Yes.
Hi, here he is again. Yes. I'm sorry.
Oh, there he is. Yes. Coach Mediotti, how many years have you been teaching at Greenwich High?
42 years, Anthony.
42?
42 years.
I was there.
Oh,
good. I was there.
Gosh.
I knew it was there. I knew it was over 40.
I was there, as John said, when the first brick was put in. I was there for the first brick. The building was built. I was there. And I've seen a lot come through. I've seen coaches. I've seen athletic directors. I've seen a lot of people. And you just fit in the mold. That's one of the best molds, I'm telling you right now.
Oh.
You're coming big footsteps to fill. But you know what? You're your own person, and just be yourself. And I know we're going to be successful. All the coaches are excited about working with you. The kids are excited. I'm just giving you, perspective from the coaching staff, from the kids. I just happen to be in Newport, Rhode Island on vacation right now, listening to you on the radio, and I'm saying, wow, I've got to just come on and say hi and give you some support, and that's it.
And, you know, Coach Mediotti, your
yeah.
son worked at WGCH, or he interned
Patrick,
there.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He's like, great young man. How is he?
He's great. He's listening right now. He's upstairs. I didn't want to listen, talk by the phone,
right.
The TV, and because it kind of back.
Hi, Patrick. Hope everything is well, honey. Good kid. Good guy.
All right. Well, thank you. I just, enjoy it, and we got a lot to look forward to, and I'm excited about the season.
Yes, enjoy your trip away. It'll be the last one for a while.
Yes, I know. Okay, we'll see you. See you Monday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Pat. Bye-bye, hon.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, 203-661-5051. We have another caller waiting to speak to Coach Morello. Wait a minute. Oh, come on. I think I got to talk about this phone. Okay.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi, Coach Morello. This is Brian Ciccone, Greenwich resident and GHS alum.
Hi, Brian. Thanks
How
for calling
you?
In.
I wanted to... Oh, what a dynamic talent Coach Morello is. He's not just an extremely amazing athlete and now definitely going to be one of the greatest coaches in GHS history, but he's also a teacher, and he's also a theater dynamo. So I had a question about how you think your creativity in theater and your the importance of education.
Hello? Hold on, please. Anthony?
Yeah.
Have patience with the elderly, okay? Have patience with the elderly. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Brian, you there?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Brian. That's Marianne. I'm like...
All right, I think I got the gist of that question, Brian. When it comes to football, really when it comes to anything in life, I'm a firm believer that kids need to be well-rounded. They need to be, learned in as many different aspects of life as there are. And what I'm going to preach as a coach is that football is important. Football is the greatest sport in America, in my opinion, and in the whole world. It's the greatest sport. But at the same time, there's no... reason why any player should be 100% focused on one single sport. I mean, maybe the 1% the 1% that's going to go on and play that sport for a professional team will eventually need to make that decision. But from a freshman year, sophomore year standpoint, kids should be active all year long. And if that means playing three sports during three seasons, then that's great. If that means that they're in the band or they're in the drama department for one of the seasons, that's great. Those are all life learning experiences that they're going to carry on for a lifetime. Now, for me, I do have a bit of a theater background. I don't get stage fright very often. And when it comes to being a head coach, you do have to speak with media. You're on the radio, you know, at 11 o'clock on the Italian Hour sometimes. And being comfortable, being at ease when you're speaking to somebody that's, you know, putting you out there and your words are being out there, I think it does play into it, and it is important to have. So, you know, I remember growing up with being a youngster with my brother at rehearsals for, you know, my mom's shows and running around while they're rehearsing. But I learned a lot when I was a kid too. And that being said, today, for instance, immediately after this interview here, I'm going to Greenwich Country Day School to help set up for the Offbeat Players final performance of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Are there still tickets available for today, Brian?
There are a very few tickets available left for tonight.
Well, that's great to hear, but we want to make sure we sell those last few tickets to make that place, you know, absolutely 100% sold out. So is there a phone number that would be best to be reached at if anybody wants to get those final tickets today?
It's on our website, offbeatplayers.org.
Offbeatplayers.org. I'll be there today.
That's great.
And
Coach Morello, the town of Greenwich is so lucky to have you running this program.
Isn't that beautiful?
The students are going to be blessed with not just a great coach, but a role model of what a good man is. And the parents at the program should be very at ease that someone so caring and supporting and someone who really wants to form young men is going to be at the helm of this ship.
Thank you so much, Brian. That means a lot, man.
We love you, Tone.
Oh, what a beautiful call. Wait, really, isn't this beautiful, Coach?
It is. This is it's a special town.
Yes.
It's a special town, and it's a melting pot. You have people from all different walks of life that live here, and mm-hmm. I know there's a perception mm-hmm. to a lot of the country of this town because it's in movies. You hear about Greenwich, and you know it's in media and things like that.
Magazines, radio,
It's. And sure, there is. There are a lot of wealthy families in town, but that's not Greenwich as a whole. There is so many different walks of life, and that's what's beautiful about football is it doesn't. Your backgrounds don't matter. What matters is you being there, being present day in and day out.
To coach, right?
And when you're in that huddle with somebody, you're going to be in a huddle with so many different people, and you have to be together. You have to be 100% committed.
Yes.
It doesn't matter about who you are, who your family are, what you've done. It just matters about what you're going to do with the guys around you. Uh-huh. So that's why I love Greenwich. It's just, it's unique. And with that comes, you know, that talent too. That,
right. Beautifully said. Beautifully said, Coach. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, did he hang up on me? Oh, gosh. Let's go right to the phone, Tony. Coach.
Hi, welcome to the Marianne Italian Hour.
Hi, Marianne and Tony.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
Want to say hello to Tony?
I would love to. Coach Morello, hello. This is Stephen Holt.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, buddy. I apologize to Mr. Ciccone. I believe that technical snafu was my fault.
Oh.
But Brian's used to it. I've cut him off before, so I don't think he's going to be too upset. But I've been listening this whole time. This has been a tremendous show. You guys have such amazing rapport. You feel so comfortable together. And just everyone that's coming in to sing your praises. I don't know how I'm going to be able to top Donna and John and Brian and Pat, but everything that they've been saying about this gentleman is absolutely true. It's well-deserved. And I know that I speak for everyone in the Greenwich Public Schools community, the Offbeat Players, the Burning Tree Country Club community, the Curtain Call community, everyone is just so thankful, and this community of Greenwich as a whole is just so better for having you in it. So thank you for all that you've done, sir.
Thank you, Steve. And, you know, Steve, while I have you here, we haven't really had a chance to talk much this summer because I've been one place and you've been another place. Steve took on the role that I had been doing for the past few years at the Offbeat Players, the program director role, which is a very challenging position. And you did it flawlessly, man. You did it flawlessly. And I had a lot of mixed emotions about not being available and not being there for the kids. And to know that somebody like you was there to fill in and take over and do the job you did, it put my worries and my guilt to bed because, you know, I went to see their final dress on Wednesday night and I was just blown away by the performances, the production quality, the staff, the set, the costumes, and of course our superstar David Tovar, who steals the show with his incredible performance. So Steve, thank you for calling. Thank you for everything you did this summer. I was little to no help, and you did it, man. You did it. So congratulations.
You're too kind. They were big shoes to fill, literally and figuratively. But having been able to work under you for the past few years really gave me the experience that I needed to take on this role. So really, I owe it all to you. Thank you for everything that you taught me.
Thanks. You're the best, Steve.
Love you, Todd.
I have to say something. Of course, who's going to stop me, Anthony? Once you get to know me better, I just keep talking. But what beautiful testimonies to you. What beautiful. These people love you. These people care about you. And you haven't really started your coaching yet.
No, very little. Very little time has been put into the actual X's and O's
and
of the sport.
And listen to the testimonies to you, Tony. Coach, I got to call you coach. It's an honor. It's an honor given to you, Tony. And Tony, tell me when you first started playing football.
Yeah, I was 7 years old. I was a bank raider. You know, at that time there was a weight limit. So I think I was 13 maybe, getting ready to go into high school, 12 or 13. And I remember my eighth grade year, I couldn't make the weight limit. You had to be 180 pounds or something like that with pads. And I wasn't there. So I spent that entire season pretty much with three pairs of sweatpants on, sweatshirt on, just doing laps around Western Middle School, around their field, trying to cut that weight and be ready to play. And I finally got a chance to play in the last game of the season. And, man, I was hungry to play football.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But, I mean, that was a potentially traumatizing situation for a kid, you know, to not be able to do something because of their weight, right?
Sure,
there's some
kids
that are too skinny and have that problem. It could be emotionally damaging. Same whereas if you're too heavy and have that problem. And the GYFL has since gotten rid of that rule, and I think that's for the best.
That's good.
But it motivated me. Uh-huh. And when I was going into ninth grade, I had felt like I'd lost a season, and I was hungry to go out there and prove what I can do. And I always sort of just took that attitude and mindset to the game year in and year out, is that, you know, I want to be the best. I want to be the best.
And you did it.
Yeah.
And you did it. Yeah. God bless you. Congratulations. You did it. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's still surreal where I am now. I always had dreams of being the head coach here at Greenwich High School. Who wouldn't want to be the head coach at their alma mater?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a dream. Like you say, it's a dream come true.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you can't. Can't live on dreams. You need to turn those into actions. So, I mean, I'm not sitting at home soaking it in anymore. When I'm at home, it's answering an email about team breakfasts or road trips or scheduling buses to and from events and different camps that we're going to and technology equipment that we need and, you know, football practice equipment that we need.
Right.
And making sure all the coaches are on board with their schedules. And it's just, it's an endless list of things to do.
Nice.
But I have great staff. I have great parent support around me, and I can delegate things as we go.
Absolutely. Once again, we're speaking with Tony, head coach, Tony Morello of the Greenwich Cardinals. Head coach right now,
203-661-5051 here at WGCH 1490.
You want a job, really? I'll talk to my boss. Get a little part-time job on the weekends, okay?
If weekends are going to be tough for the next 5 months. But it'd be a nice, it'd be a nice off-season change job.
Right?
Yeah, catching
right?
up on catching up in the off season.
That's right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. I'm here with Tony Murillo, head coach of the Greenwich Cardinals football season. Football team, and I'm Marianne, 203-661-5051 and 203-661-5051 and 1490 WGCH and 1490WGCH.com, anywhere.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Partly sunny for today, scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms, some of which may produce heavy rainfall. Warm and humid, 80 to 85, an evening shower or thunderstorm tonight, then becoming partly cloudy, 65 to 70. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs around 85. Mostly sunny on Monday, 80 to 85. Then partly sunny on Tuesday with a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms, highs right around 85. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
Hi, I'm Cindy Greco. Let us take some of the risk out of life. For more than a century, our Greenwich agents have provided friendly, responsive, efficient, and uncomplicated insurance solutions. And for more than a decade, we've done it on the internet, greenwichinsurance.com.
And hi, I'm Nicole Lombardo. Now we're live on the web, in immediate response to your questions and requests.
And I'm Rick Wellington. When you need us, we're still in Greenwich at 87 Greenwich Avenue, 869-0302.
Whatever it is, life, health, personal, or business insurance, the companies you know, Travelers, Hartford, Chubb, Farmers, Progressive, Allstate, Oxford, Aetna, Guardian, and more.
And our newest partner, Plymouth Rock. For great car insurance rates, it's GreenwichInsurance.com.
We're friendly, responsive, efficient, and uncomplicated. We have the knowledge and experience and markets to make it simple. Greenwich Independent Insurance at GreenwichInsurance.com.
So, Tony, before, thank you. Welcome back. So, Tony, before we leave the show, I still want to ask you so many questions, but I'm going to dedicate a little bit part of the song to you from me, okay?
Thank you.
From Coach Morello, from Marianne DeLuca, Malillo DeFelice.
We meet again, don't know where. Don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you used to do, till the blue skies chase those dark clouds far away.
So pretty song, isn't it great?
Song, yeah.
We'll meet again, Tone. When are we going to meet?
We're going to meet October 5th, 11 a.m. It'll be after our Norwalk game.
Yay! Tone, did you play Trinity?
We do. We play Trinity weeks, I believe they're our seventh game of the season.
Seventh game, okay.
It's now Trinity and it's Wright Tech. They co-op together because the numbers are a bit down with Trinity Catholic.
Yes.
There have been some issues with the athletics at that school and just numbers in general. So hopefully they're good to go and they're healthy and they give us their best because you always want to play teams when they're at their best.
Absolutely. So I went there when it was Stanford Catholic.
Oh, okay.
But my kids went there when it was Trinity, you know?
Yep.
And now to hear Trinity and Wright Tech, well, good luck to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I know they have a new coach there now. I met him a few weeks ago. He's a nice guy.
What's his name, Joe? You remember his name?
I can't remember his name off the top of my head. I know the former coach, Donnie Panapata, really well.
Donnie was great.
He coached me at Greenwich High School, too.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was the O-line coach.
He's a great guy.
He is.
Bobby Robicelli, great guy.
Yep, another one.
Oh.
Great guy.
And alma mater. Alma mater, Stanford Catholic. Bobby Robicelli, you know?
Yep.
So it's all good things. So, that's Tony. Great. I have to ask this question to you, okay? How proud of yourself? You don't think
I don't spend a lot of time thinking about that. I probably should spend a little more time, you know, soaking it in and taking it in. But for me, it's just about moving forward and making every day a good day and a positive day. Mm-hmm. And I've always been a firm believer that, you know, do unto others. And if I make somebody's day a little bit better, then it's for a reason, and in turn, it makes me feel a little bit better. And right now, it just feels like a lot of good deeds and a lot of relationships, positive relationships with people in town. It's sort of all paying off, and it's good to know that, you know, being good to one another can have its benefits, because it can be kind of cutthroat there and out there in society, and especially from a professional standpoint. Mm-hmm. So for people to know that being a good person and working really hard can pay off, I think that's just a good simple life lesson.
What a beautiful statement, Tony. God bless you. God bless you 1,000 times.
Thanks, Marianne.
You're a nice guy. You know that?
Thank you.
I think I want to have you on every week.
I tell you what, if I had time to do that, I would. I'd love coming back every week. I've had a blast today.
Oh, I'm so glad. And it's so good to meet you, Tony.
Likewise.
And you know what's nice about it too, Tony? When you meet someone and you feel like you've known them, that's a great feeling. I feel like I've known you, because you make it so comfortable. You know? You really do. You're going to be an awesome coach.
Thank you.
And before you can be an awesome coach, you have to be a wonderful, awesome person. And that's what you are.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. And it's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And it there are going to be days where I'm fired up. I mean, football is an aggressive sport, but...
Now, Tony, tell me something before we close. What do you do with the special needs children?
So I'm a parent at Greenwich High School right now. My summer program that I was a part of for the past 10, 12 years is called the Offbeat Players. They're a theater production, a theater company designed for kids of all abilities, but specifically kids with special needs or any type of disability. We have a wide range of kids. We also have a wide range of Greenwich High School students that work together towards a common goal, which is a musical, and it's every summer long in 6 weeks. And most theater companies, community theater, professional theater around here, they do shows in 2 or 3 months between rehearsal process and yada yada. Mm-hmm. To put this group through an entire production in 6 weeks is remarkable, and it's a full. There's no cuts. It's a full musical, and just to see the growth in the kids is amazing.
God bless you, Tony, for doing that. I want to thank you, Tony Morello, for being my guest today. You are a beautiful soul. You have a kind heart. You are the new coach of the Greenwich Cardinals. Yay, Chief. Yay, Tony Morello. I'm so proud of you. Coach Morello.
Well, thank you so much. Marianne DeLuca, Melillo Di Felice.
And there you go. I love it. I love it. So where are we, Tony? What's the number here?
203-661-5051 here at WGCH 1490.
And I do thank you for being on my show. You are an amazing person. I'm so glad I'm getting to know you little by little. And we will all see you on October 5th.
It was my pleasure. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, Tony. Say hello to Megan for me.
I will.
Good night, everyone. Good
love you,
good
Megan.
Night. Say it again, Tony.
I love you, Megan.
I love you too, Megan.
See you soon.
Okay, so we'll see you soon. Thank you all for tuning in. And never waste an opportunity to tell someone you love them. God bless you.
I think you do. I think you do. Good night, folks. Signing off.
The station you grew up with, 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
Protesters tear gassed. I'm Christopher Cruz. Grandview Beach in Southern California remains closed today after a 30-foot-long slab of the sea cliff collapsed yesterday afternoon, sending tons of sandstone onto the beach and killing 3 people.
It happened at a popular beach in Encinitas, just a quick 20-minute drive or so north from San Diego. The amount of cliff that came down was reportedly about 15 cubic yards. Now think of a dumpster. 16 feet long, 7.5 feet wide, nearly 5 feet high, filled with heavy sand. 1 cubic yard of wet sand, which is what these cliffs are made of, weighs about 3,000 pounds, so do the math. That's 45,000 pounds of heavy sand coming down from a cliff that is quite a distance up. I'm Jim Roop.
Police in Hong Kong tear gassed protesters today after a police station was vandalized. Correspondent Matt Rivers is on the scene.
We saw bricks, we saw graffiti, we saw sticks being used, we saw one officer's car windows being smashed inside the parking lot. So this is an increasingly violent series of events here in Hong Kong. And where it goes from here, where it ends, I simply don't know. But the momentum of these protests after 9 weeks now straight is not slowing down.
Mexico continues to be one of the deadliest places on earth for journalists.
Three Mexican journalists were killed this week, bringing to at least 10 the number of reporters slain in the country this year. Two of them, Edgar Alberto Nava and Rogelio Barragan, were killed days apart in the southern state of Guerrero. Nava was shot with a 9mm caliber firearm. Barragan was found dead inside of a car with his hands tied and signs of torture. The Committee to Protect Journalists says that Mexico is the most dangerous country for journalists in the Western Hemisphere and said, quote, "These two brutal killings within days of each other are the tragic consequence of Mexico's failure to seriously address impunities and attacks on the press." I'm Cameron Gray.
Fires are breaking out across Contra Costa County, California. 500 acres have already been burned. I'm Christopher Cruz.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
They were supposed to deliver packages, but instead were allegedly stealing them and delivering them to a pawn shop as part of a multi-million dollar theft ring.
Two delivery drivers in Seattle had a very simple job: pick up packages and deliver them. Instead, the two delivery men are now behind bars. An alert detective noticed one of the drivers who worked for an Amazon contractor had made dozens of pawn shop transactions. That investigation led to a ring that routinely stole packages and pawned them, which led to a bigger bust of a ring that sold millions of dollars of stolen goods on Amazon.com. Both drivers were not unknown to the law. One of them once led police on a high-speed chase before getting caught. The other busted at the Canadian border on a murder charge. I'm Jeff McKay.
And this late word, an arrest monitoring group and the Russian Interior Ministry say police in Moscow arrested 600 protesters at an unsanctioned protest today. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets?
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bacon Fest is on at Wendy's. Wendy's sells the most bacon cheeseburgers in America, so we're celebrating with Bacon Fest and turning up the sizzle with the bacon double stack and the $5 biggie bag. Get ready for tons of hot and crispy bacon hits, like the $5 biggie bag featuring the bacon double stack, four nuggets, small fries, and a small drink for just $5. Only with Wendy's Bacon Fest.
Based on servings among quick service restaurants over a 12-month period ending March 2019. Source the NPD Group Press. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
The following is a presentation of WGCH Sports. First in sports. This is Boston Red Sox Baseball, brought to you on WGCH by Patriot Bank.